This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Right now, we are joined by current New England Patriot, don't hold that against him, former Hebron High School player. He is going to have his big man camp going down starting, it's already going. It's Dietrich Wise Jr. Sir, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
We're doing very well. Always good to have a local product and former Hebron player on the show, so thank you very much for joining us. And I already warned the audience not to hold it against you that you play for the Patriots, so I hope we can still get along just fine.
Yeah, I hope so too.
So one of the things that I was noticing, and we've got the annual Wise Big Man Camp going down that people can sign up for right now. I'm curious, how difficult is it to put on a camp? And I know you guys are doing a lot of the Zoom stuff. How difficult is it to do the camp now versus in the past when you got to roll so much through Zoom?
It's really not as difficult as you think it is. The camp is all online, so the only thing we have to do is set up the platform, which we're working on Zoom every Saturday in the month of June. It's the only thing that's different between doing it in person and doing it on the camera is less equipment. No bags, no water, no flyers or anything. Everything is now digital. So that's the only thing that's really different.
And go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was going to ask just about a little bit of Dietrich, your NFL career, because you're talking about your big man camp and obviously mentoring, kids right now. And I was just wondering, who was your mentor when you got into the NFL in 2017? Who's somebody that took you under your shoulder for the New England Patriots and really tried to help you in your NFL career?
Well, it was a few people who I listened to, but guys like Lawrence Guy, Malcolm Brown, and Trey Flowers were really big in my rookie year and the years to follow in my NFL career. We also spoke with Willie McGinnis at the same time. He gave me a few pointers as well anytime he came back. So those guys were real big in my first 3 years of playing for the Pats.
So I'm wondering this, Dietrich, do you feel like you are now prepared if the rookie class coming in for the New England Patriots, if there's a defensive lineman that comes to you, do you feel like after 3 years in the NFL, you're like, yeah, I can give you a whole bunch of tips and pointers, or do you still feel like, you know, maybe not me at this point?
Oh, I definitely feel prepared. With the environment in the locker room, it's always friendly and always helping people out with anything that they need. So I've always been helped out, always listened to the advice that was given to me, and I'm ready to pass it down.
Now, talking about y'all's locker room, and I'm sure you've been asked this a bunch, but obviously I'm curious as well, how bizarre will it be without Tom Brady being there?
It's going to be a little different. Definitely the faces are changing in the locker room every year, and his face has always been the one that's always been there. But this year, even though his face is not going to be in the locker room, we're still going to move forward with our season, as you already know, and look forward to having a great season.
Do you have any speculation for who Coach Belichick could yell at more if Brady is not there?
Your guess is as good as mine, man.
All right, fair enough.
Dietrich Wise joining us on 105.3 The Fan, defensive end for the New England Patriots. I've been asking a lot of people, Dietrich, about Jarrett Stidham, just because I didn't watch him a lot at Auburn, and I know that's the guy you guys are going with this year. Can you give us an idea, just practicing against him a little bit, on what you see from your new quarterback?
He's a great player, and I'm definitely behind him this season.
All right.
Now, I'm fascinated to learn a little bit more about your family, Do you have any untalented people in your family? Because you're in the NFL. Your dad got drafted. Your brother Daniel was here with the Cowboys last year. You have another brother who got a Division I scholarship. Your mom is dominating as a nurse, and I think she might have been a track star too. It feels like there are like an insane amount of talented people in your family.
Well, that's something that is very correct. Everybody in my family is very talented, and I definitely married a volleyball player, so we're definitely keeping that legacy going.
Wow. Is that okay? So then when you go into your dating life, are you like, man, I need someone who's athletically gifted so we can keep this going?
Exactly. Most definitely.
That's smart. That's very smart. Where do you fit in the football hierarchy? Because we were talking about it. You are one of, I believe, three brothers who got Division I football scholarships. Your dad got drafted. Where do you fit? How do you rank yourself in the football hierarchy of the family?
Well, all of our journeys aren't done yet. So I'll answer that question in a few years once everybody has retired and we can make that debate. But right now, everybody's journey is still going. So it's up and on. It's up in the air right now.
But you could still get number one, right? That's what you're saying. That's what I just heard.
Hey, you know, we all have different talents. We all, I'm very powerful. My brother's very fast. The other one's very instinctive. So we all have different traits. We're all like mini superheroes with different abilities, but we're all very good athletes.
I'd love also to know Dietrich Wise joining us. I'd love to know, going to the New England Patriots, and I know you haven't been on any other NFL team, but we just hear how attention to detail the New England Patriots are, and that's why they have this dynasty and have won so many Super Bowls, and you're a Super Bowl champion. I was just wondering the difference between where you played at Arkansas in college versus the New England Patriots on maybe just the attention to detail that the New England Patriots have with everything.
Well, you know, the New England Patriots is an NFL organization, so they're very prestigious and how they approach every game. Very detail-oriented in how they approach practice and everything that Belichick teaches, not only his players but his coaches, has definitely helped us out week in and week out. And the difference between college and the pros is collegiately, the games are different. You have some games where the talent level may not be there and some games where conference or talent level is high. But every week in the NFL, you're going against the best talent in the nation. So that's one of the big differences that's just between the collegiate level and NFL level.
How did you decide to start up this camp? Because I hear about a lot of football camps, but it's usually like skills positions camps and everything like that. How did you decide, you know what, linemen need a camp too?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking about. Linemen need a camp. The big men need love. Everything, every place you go to, every city you go in, everybody's talking about 7-on-7 camps, skill camps, DB camps, Rama camps, etc. But there's very few, little to none, big man camps, any old lineman camps, D lineman camps. So coming into the league, I was like, one thing I really want to do is help the kids between 7th grade and 12th grade. Because they're going into middle school, they're going into high school, O-linemen, D-linemen, and one thing that they need to learn is the basic fundamentals and how to play the game, the techniques, and then the mental aspect of the game, how to transform the game to the next level and just take it up year after year, game after game, week after week. And that's something that my brothers and I, my family and I definitely wanted to do.
Now, it looks like y'all have a crazy lineup for the Q&A. I saw, just in terms of local stuff here, former Cowboy Malik Collins, you've got Tyrone Crawford, you've got Tank. How did you wrangle up all these people for the Q&A?
Well, these people that I've talked to, they either know my brother or they know myself. And there are people from many different backgrounds. And what I mean backwards, I mean that their journey into the NFL. Everybody, like I told them earlier, everybody didn't have the 5-star recruit, first-round draft pick journey. Everybody doesn't get that. So you have the journeyman of the league. You have the mid-rounders, the early picks, the big stars, the little stars. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is the knowledge that you take from the game. So these guys that I've put in our lineup, Trent Brown, DeMarcus Lawrence, LaAdrian Waddle, Frank Ragnow, these guys that I played with, these guys that my brother played with, Ed Ingram. He's a collegiate athlete at LSU, so he just finished going to the championship, and I feel like he'd be a great way to connect to the kids. He was on last week, did a phenomenal job, along with Lawrence Guy. Talk about the mindset. So these guys are very, very knowledgeable about what they do, and they're also one of the elite, I mean, top elite groups of offense and defensive linemen.
So, Dietrich, I was wondering your recommendation for people listening that have kids that are playing football at, let's just say, a junior high level. When did you start lifting weights, or when would you recommend to start lifting weights, especially for big guys like yourself?
That's always a good question. And I would always say lifting weights doesn't have to mean big, heavy weights. It could be doing push-ups and sit-ups. When you went confirmed to like start lifting, I was doing a little bit around seventh and eighth grades when I started to go into squats, hang clean, stuff of that nature. I didn't start heavy. I just worked on my technique, light bar, lightweight, doing a hang clean, power clean, just getting my technique down in the squat, and then starting light in the bench. And that's kind of when I started around seventh and eighth grade, and I just carried that on. After mastering my fundamentals and techniques of lifting, then the weight comes easy.
And for people who don't really like lifting weights or doing exercise, how could they stay in shape? I'm asking for a friend.
Definitely long walks in the park around the community, eating an apple at least, or some fruit at least once, twice a day. If you don't like doing too much, take a little bike ride or a little walk around the community. That definitely gets you right.
All right, I will pass that information along to my friend. That is definitely not me. Do you ever get a question on the Q&A that you don't know the answer to, and you just show off your Super Bowl ring? Like, does that ever, you ever get stumped and you're like, check this out?
No, nothing like that. No kids ever ask questions that were beyond our knowledge or anything.
Now, if people want to participate in the camp, it is wiseupdynamics.com. wiseupdynamics.com/2020-registration. If you guys want to get in, it's $10 a session, $30 for all of the sessions if you want to go ahead and register. Anything else you want to throw out there for people who might be thinking, I kind of want to get my kid involved in this camp?
Well, this camp definitely has, like you just said, all the top players. We have guys, this week is Frank Ragnow and Ty Crawford. Those two guys are definitely elite players in the NFL. We'll take y'all through the first part's offense, second half is defense. We'll take y'all through the basics of the pass. This week is pass. Take us through the basics of how everything is laid out. And then at the end, Ty Crawford and Frank Ragnow will both go on and they'll speak. And everything that all the proceeds that go into this camp definitely go into COVID-19 relief from some families who have lost their jobs or need meals. So this is not just to go in my pocket. This definitely goes into a great, great cause as well.
That's an awesome note right there, man. Thank you very much for jumping on the show. We really appreciate your time and you representing the Metroplex well across the NFL. Thanks, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Dietrich Wise Jr., and if you want to get involved in the camp, which, by the way, he brought up a great point, is the funds are going to COVID-19 relief initiative, wiseupdynamics.com. I wanted to throw out a quick note for you guys, a trading card note that I know you'll be interested in, Bassett, because you've pointed out how the trading card market continues to go insane.
Exploded.
Is... So LeBron James, Topps Chrome rookie, it books for $1,500 from our good people at Beckett. However, it was just sold in an auction, a pristine graded 10, for $57,000.
What?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you have good cards, it has gone up 3 to 10 times the value since COVID-19. I don't know why, but my kid wanted to buy last night. He's like, Dad, I have an Amazon card. I really want to buy some basketball cards. We were looking at buying a box of cards because they're all sold out at like Target and everywhere.
Yeah.
At least. And
do you know why that is, by the way, Mike? I was talking with our buddy Paul Worth at Worth Collecting. Is he said they drop off the new like little booster boxes or blaster boxes on Thursday or Friday. People make runs across the Walmarts and Targets in the Metroplex, buy them all up, and then sell them either on eBay or to card shops for more than they're worth. So that's why that happens.
My kid just wants to buy one of those small Target boxes for $20, except they're on eBay for $80 to $150 a box.
Yeah, that part's unfortunate. But this same card sold for $7,100 in 2016, and now it's sold for $50,000 more.
Is that a good investment?
That seems like a really, really great investment.